Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Everybody, welcome back to the podcast. If you don't know me, I'm sure this kind of gets old for those of you who listen weekly, but I just like to take a little bit of space and say hi to anybody who's new, who has stumbled upon me across some corner of the interweb, Spotify, Google search, you name it. My name's Lizzie Langston. I am a mom of three kids, ages 7 to 4. And I'm a life coach. I've been a certified life coach for about 3+ years. And I originally just started coaching just about anyone that would come my way. But I knew I wanted to focus in on postpartum women. And since that time, I've helped dozens of moms. And I've actually created my own process that takes a little bit of therapy, a little bit of trauma work, a little bit of inner child work, a little bit of holistic woo-woo goodness energy work, and the traditional cognitive-based tools of life coaching, and teaches you how to calm your body, calm your mind, and calm your life. So that's me in a nutshell. For those of you who are new or not new, I have an announcement I want to make before we dive in, and then today's episode is so tender and juicy and going to change. It's going to give you a paradigm shift for sure. If you are anxious and or depressive to any extent, whether it comes and goes or is sitting on you like a big dinosaur postpartum. So definitely stay tuned. The announcement I want to make is something that my assistant and I and my little team, we've been working on behind the scenes for probably 2 months now. And we've gotten it done and underway enough to be able to share it with you. I want you to get out a pen and paper or get your calendar app open and put this on your calendar. And don't forget to register. We are doing a 3-day postpartum mental health boot camp. And when I say boot camp, I mean for 3 days, I'm going to show up live for 90 minutes with you. And this is a paid event, so you'll need to register and then eventually pay. I'll give you the sign up page. It's just going to be lizzielangston.com/bootcamp. Okay. But for 3 days, I'm going to come for 90 minutes and you and I in this, it's probably not going to be a huge group. I'm thinking 20 ladies or less. We are going to, get you confidence and clarity on how to really bring down your symptoms of depression and anxiety postpartum and just your general mental health. We're going to get that in the bag, get it feeling good, and get you clear on how to do that. So confidence and momentum. Those are the two focuses of this 3-day training. I'm so excited. It is a boot camp. And then you're going to have a printable workbook and some other details that you might want to go check out the page and read more about it. So go to lizzielangston.com/bootcamp to get on the interest list and to have a chance to register and pay and save your spot. I'm so excited. I've never done anything like this, but for a long time I've served women and I've stepped back recently and thought, what would be a great, easy way for you and I to get better acquainted without maybe jumping into the membership quite yet? Because I understand that's a commitment. That's kind of like a bigger step into your mental health healing and acceptance of where you're at and where you want to go. And so the boot camp is specifically designed to basically deliver you, hand deliver you with lots of love and attention, some of my best tools. Of course, I can't give you everything in 3 days. Like there in 90 minutes for 3 days, it would be like a fire hose. So I've spliced it down into, again, just the most important kind of laser focused stuff to get you confidently moving towards healing and to give you a boost of momentum. And then if at the end of 3 days, you want to hear more about the membership, you want to come work with me in a membership setting and have more of a community and more support, by all means. And so that will be an option available to those who are interested. but the boot camp is a standalone paid event and you are welcome to come. So again, to register, it's just lizzielangston.com/bootcamp. I will put that link in the show notes of this episode. Okay, let's dive into this this message I have for you today. It's so good. I can't wait. What your postpartum anxiety and or your postpartum depressiveness or depression want to tell you, what they want you to know. If they could speak, if these symptoms were embodied for a moment and they could tell you why they were here and what they wanted you to do, what would they say? I believe I actually have an idea of what they would say, because I am the queen of helping people look these symptoms in the face, understand why they're there and what they are communicating. Literally, they are communicating. They're not just symptoms. They are signals to get your attention, and they have something to say, right? Just like a signal, red light, green light, yellow light is telling you something. It's communicating something in its own way, even though it's not with words. And you have to learn the system, right? You have to learn. Yellow means slow down, green means go, red means stop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You have to learn what anxiety means, but it means something. It has a significance. It has a message for you. It really does. And so does postpartum depression. Postpartum anxiety and depression both do. So let's learn what those are, shall we? The first thing these symptoms want to tell you is that they are only there because they care about you. Now, I'm not saying these symptoms are sentient beings and entities. Although I am illustrating in this episode artfully, and I'm taking the liberty creatively to describe them sort of that way, just know for clarification's sake, I don't actually believe that these are like real live beings. What I do believe is that your subconscious mind, so the subconscious is 90% of your brain space, 10% of your brain space is the conscious mind, okay? I believe your subconscious, our subconscious mind, is the part of our brain that manages our healing of any kind, physical healing, emotional healing, mental health symptoms that pop up. The subconscious mind is in charge of that. Let me take a real quick moment. For those of you who are new to my community, I want to make sure you know my stance on where brain chemicals come in to depression and anxiety. Just real quick, I feel like this is important for you to know about me. The latest research says that 37% of postpartum, or well, not postpartum, but anxiety and depression cases, specifically depression, have anything to do with your genetics and the generations before you and predisposed and all that. But the point stands that even with that being the case, you still, these genes, if you will, still have to be turned on by environmental factors, okay? It's been found through Johan Hari's body of work. He's a citizen researcher on depression and anxiety. He's had it since he was little. He's been on all sorts of meds, and then he basically did a tour around the world interviewing the most current up-to-date researchers and experts in depression and anxiety, the ones who aren't necessarily in the mainstream media, who are really speaking the truth that might not be popular or known if you just read the headlines, right? And what he said is there are 9 causes of depression, and only 2 of them have anything to do with your bioengineering, if you will, with your DNA and with brain chemicals, right? Which is, by the way, brain chemicals, that whole bit is way, way, way old, guys. It's like going on over 50 years old, that research, and we're still telling ourselves in our doctor's offices as postpartum women. No, I'm not shaming anyone here. I just really want you to know it's outdated. Like, it's not brain chemicals, and if it is, it's just a teensy, leansy, teensy, weensy bit, and it's still environmentally figured and contextually dependent. So just so we're clear, it's not just brain chemicals, and so you can't just medicate most of the time. You can't just medicate. And he does say, Johann Hari, you can look up his TED Talk. It's really good. And he has a book, The Lost Connections. It's really good. But he does say that, I can't remember the exact, it was in the 30%. I want to say like 33% of the time medication is like a certain percentage of effective. So definitely want to look at the way you're living and the way you're thinking and feeling. Those are the two biggest, like your connection to yourself ultimately is the most important thing because it colors your connection with so many other things, which he found are also involved. Okay. Thanks for letting me say that. I think it was really important. So your postpartum anxiety and depression, they want to tell you that they're only there because they care about you. They want to tell you that your body is made to heal and that your postpartum and, or that your subconscious mind is got this. It's got this. And so even though these symptoms can be confusing or alarming, there's a reason that they're there. They want to tell you that they aren't just symptoms to scare you or confuse you or separate you from yourself or drive you into further craziness. Anxiety and depression are only showing up because your highest self is ready to meet you. She wants to actually have you drop in. Okay, so your highest self is basically you in the future that is healed from this and that knows a lot more than your current self does. And anxiety and depression are like the signs saying, turn here to take the road to your highest self. So you can either fight anxiety and depression or you can listen to them and get curious with them and unveil their messages to you. Anxiety and depression are telling you that you're living a trauma response. Let me say that again. Anxiety and depression postpartum are telling you that you are living a trauma response. You are living with trauma in your body that needs you to witness it and to finish the stress response and put it away forever, to settle it down. Basically, just like your mom used to soothe you when you were little, but there were times when you weren't soothed and you didn't know how to soothe yourself. And so your body just paused it and stored it, froze it, if you will. And now it's time for you to thaw and to unfreeze and to finish these stress responses and to get your body unloaded from the trauma that was loaded up since the day you were born and even in the womb all the way to today. Okay. Anxiety and depression are telling you that your truest essence and your real, actual, truest self is not comfortable with how your life is going, even if you are. Okay, so your highest self is not quite on board to continue living your life in this state with this amount of pain that has been unseen and unprocessed and unraveled before you. It's here to tell you that there is a purpose and a healing that can only happen when you're willing to look inside and figure out, you know, this mountain of pain that's been stored in your body, how to release it. Now, if you're feeling at all overwhelmed or very like, ooh, but what's my pain? I just want you to know, first of all, it's really normal that our bodies store emotion and everybody has stored emotion. And stored emotion can cause lots of different kinds of problems, not just depression and anxiety. Stored emotion can cause cancer. It can cause all sorts of sicknesses and illnesses and diseases. It can cause chronic pain like an achy back or, you know, your wrists or carpal tunnel. There can be emotional roots to so many of those things. There are also environmental factors. If you are a massage therapist and you're massaging people every day and you develop carpal tunnel, that could be a little bit different, right? Or if you had an accident one time. So I'm not saying those don't interplay, and I'm not saying genetics or hormones and things don't interplay, but much of the time there's emotional roots to these things. And so anxiety and depression are just another type of flag in addition to sickness or disease or chronic pain. These mental health flags are just another way your subconscious is inviting you to address what is stored up in your body. Now, if you're like me and you're experiencing anxiety and or depressiveness postpartum, it can be really embarrassing. For example, I remember part of my health-related anxiety postpartum, like weird things would come up. I remember swallowing a pill and then I started to get anxious and kind of freak out about like my tongue felt like it was swelling. And so I called someone in my family who has like medical training and I texted them pictures of my tongue and I was like freaked out. And in hindsight, I felt so stupid, right? But now I don't. I hold the space. Like that was just where I was at. But I ended up feeling really embarrassed about it. But my anxiety had tricked me into this fear. So anxiety and depression can be really, really vulnerable. They can make us really vulnerable. And the way to solve that and what they're inviting you to do in their own way is to turn inward and become vulnerable with your pain, to become vulnerable with yourself in a way that you maybe have never done. Speaking of vulnerable, you need vulnerability with yourself. And anxiety and depression know this, and your subconscious healing system, by extension, is really who is the part of you that's actually talking to you through these symptoms. But your highest self and your postpartum healing system knows that you need to be vulnerable with yourself because vulnerability is required for connection.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Vulnerability is required for connection. And why is that important? Because a connection to yourself is the thing that heals you. Let me say that again. And this is whether you're postpartum or not. Your connection to yourself is ultimately what quells anxiety and depression. I can teach you, you know, little tips and tricks and mindfulness exercises and meditations and mind hacks and body calming exercises, but ultimately, if you're not willing to get vulnerable with yourself, and see, look under the hood essentially, and do this inner connecting, then you'll end up rolling right back into depressiveness and anxiety. So it's really that inner connection that makes you, that builds resilience and true healing. So as a society, when we have not ignored depression and anxiety or kind of dismissed them, it hasn't really worked to put them in a scientific box or to really only look at depression and anxiety from a brain chemical based, scientific only based perspective. And like I said earlier, the old science is brain chemicals are out of balance. We know now that that is less than 37% or less of the cause of any depression and anxiety. And even then, it has to be triggered by the way you're living and the way you're thinking and feeling, the psychosocial, right? So that's outdated. The new science is saying that community and connection specifically to yourself and then by extension to really important parts of your life, like your work and what you do for work, your community, feeling like you have control and purpose in your life, people that love and support you, all of this is actually the most important. And so you can see why postpartum, so many of those things are changing. They just changed rapidly. Many women go from working to have a baby. I'm not working for a bunch of weeks or months or maybe never working again until the unforeseen future. You can see how that is a huge trigger for depression. There's also a lot of grieving happening postpartum, and anxiety and depression often happen kind of at the same time, or usually anxiety precedes depression. So hopefully this is making a lot more sense to you. Hopefully this episode and me sharing about what anxiety and depression would want you to know, what your subconscious healing system that is bringing these symptoms to the surface, these signals up for you, what it's trying to do is essentially get your attention. Not in a mean way, even though you might feel afraid or confused, that's only because you're disconnected. Let me say that again. It's really important for you to understand that the reason you feel alarmed or kind of disoriented or scared about your depression and anxiety isn't because they are alarming or scary. And I just hang with me for a second. It's not that depression and anxiety are alarming or scary. We know that they're not because there are people who have dealt with them for years and they're not scared of them anymore. And they're not alarmed, and they're not freaking out, and they're just used to it. And there's people who have also recovered and healed completely from them. I'm one of those people. And so they're not scary. What's scary is the dialogue that you've likely picked up on in our society. Our society is scared of them, and our society pushes them away and medicates them or dismisses them. And again, I'm not anti-medication, but that's because society as a collective, we're kind of disconnected from our bodies and from our inner wisdom, and we're kind of living up in our head. So the only scary thing is being disconnected from your body and disconnected from your subconscious healing system, disconnected from the messages that symptoms are sharing with you. We have normalized our multi-symptomatic lives at great benefit to the pharmaceutical industry. We have normalized, oh, you have this symptom? Well, here's this beautiful medication. And look, we'll even advertise it on TV for you and with a really beautiful commercial to entice you to get this one and to buy it. I'm not like a conspiracy theorist, but like, I really want you to step back and be like, was it ever normal to have these symptoms? And When you are saying it's not normal, you can either go, let's run away and like get the fastest solution without any real looking at the long-term cost or benefit of that solution. Or so that's like leaning outward, or you can lean inward and ask your body, why? Why am I feeling this? Why are these here? And body, what do you need from me? What can I change about how I'm living to help you, body, and to help you, spirit, soul, mind, right? What can I do for you? So I hope this is helpful in your healing journey. Don't forget to register for the postpartum mental health 3-day boot camp. I'm so freaking pumped. It's going to be intense in a good way. It's going to be high energy. You don't need to like really do anything to prepare. I mean, I'm going to have a printable workbook for you that's optional, other than kind of clear your schedule, but everything will be recorded just in case baby spits up, throws up, you know, poops up, whatever. And so, yeah, just register. And it's November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 2021. Starting off November, it's that sweet spot right after the first holiday of Halloween, but before we're getting too far into Thanksgiving and Christmas time. So this is the sweet spot. We're going to prepare your mental health for the holidays. Share this news with pregnant friends who are having a baby this fall, or who maybe just had one, or who are going to have one even in the new year. Let them get ahead of the curve. Let them start working on their postpartum mental health game beforehand and start getting their hands on these tools. Or if they're starting to show depressive and anxious symptoms being pregnant, or if you are, totally still welcome. You don't have to be postpartum. This is a postpartum focused, but it's a pregnancy and postpartum strategy with the mental health. We're really talking all about your calming your body, calming your mind. We're going to be, you know what, just go read the sales page. I don't want to like overload you here on the podcast. I want to let you go. So lizzielangston.com/bootcamp. I love you. I'm always here to support you. Take care. Talk to you soon. Hi, my darling friend, Lizzie here. If you love the content here on my podcast, then you need to check out the Postpartum Coach membership. My membership is where you can bridge the gap between listening and understanding healing postpartum on a logical level and then applying it and feeling change. That's what we do in the membership. The most valuable tool that I have for you in my membership by far is the Postpartum Anxiety Course. It's my course where I walk you through my 3-part postpartum healing process. You can watch or listen to the course. I made it for moms, digestible and to the point. Then you've got a private podcast, a members only Facebook community, as well as the trifecta of postpartum healing, weekly coaching, meditation, and yoga. You do not want to miss my membership if you are postpartum and are serious about healing. So go to lizzielangston.com/membership today and step into your healing. That's lizzielangston.com/membership. I'll see you inside, my love.
It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.